Gabe used to like to sit in my lap a lot of the time when I was playing radio, you know, and he'd reach up and he'd spin the knob on the NC300, and I'd say, no, 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 and I'd tune it back, and he'd look at me with a little shit-eating grin and grab the knob and whee, spin it around, or I'm talking to somebody, and he reaches up and grabs the VFO knob on the Ranger and tweak off frequency. Well, I had a homebrew 4-125 rig that was in a four-foot rack that was, you know, right beside this wooden console that I had the ham radio equipment in. And I remember one time I told Bob to stand by and had to drop my load. So I'm sitting on the bowl, straining and grunting away, and I'm listening to the hiss in the background, and Bob is standing by, and next thing you know, I hear a thunk. He keyed up the transmitter. And then I hear him giggling and tee-heeing away and thunking on things, and then I hear him put her back to standby. And then Bob comes on and starts talking to him a little bit, and then thunk, on comes the transmitter, and more laughter and giggling and tee-heeing. It was funny. It was funny, but thank God he didn't grab any of the tuning knobs and burn up the final.
Yeah, hello.
It's the flap!
Hey, how's it going, eh?
Hey, not bad, dude.
Jeez, we were actually outside, Jack and Linda and Karen and I, when you called. We missed your phone call, dagnabbit.